My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize, Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. My father.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. Nothing much. It's snowing where I am right now, and yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you can keep that crap over there, okay? Just keep it on the East Coast. Down here in Texas, we don't want that snow. No, we don't.
It was snowing in Texas earlier.
Yeah, but we don't claim that part of Texas. It's like up on the top Texas part. Yeah. No. Keep the weather over there. I don't know what this weather is so freakish. It was getting warmer here in Houston, and all of a sudden a cold front comes in and drops it down to like 30 some degrees, and I'm just like, no, I can't stand the weather.
Our weather's so bipolar too. We had like 57 yesterday. Now it's snowing and below freezing, and then like in 2 days it's going to be 64 degrees.
Screw it. Okay, let's talk about Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
Sleepy Hollow, the season finale. Now, of course, we have the finale because next week Kevin Bacon is back in The Following.
Is it next week?
Yes, next week. Next Monday night.
Yes.
The Following returns. But so we're going to talk about the season finale that aired on Monday night on February 23rd. Today is Wednesday night, the 25th. And the episode was called Tempest Fugit. I think that's what it was called.
That sounds right to me.
Okay, good. So the season finale, it's finally come to an end. Dun, dun, dun. Should we just talk about, like,
ding, dong, the witch is dead.
And literally, she is dead.
Yeah.
Katrina dead. No more. That was pretty intense, man.
I'm happy.
That whole part where the spell, the reverse time travel spell, and seeing the flashback, all that stuff, that was pretty dope. I really liked that.
I enjoyed it too. I really did.
And then when she starts killing Abby because she's pissed off, and then Crane kills her, and it looks like he killed her with the same knife that looked like she was going to kill him back in the day.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And then he kills her, and then did you notice that he's like holding her, he's like, Katrina. And then she sees Jeremy, a.k.a. Henry Parrish, and all she keeps saying is Jeremy's name. She doesn't even say, I'm sorry, Ichabod, I loved you. Nothing. Just totally ignores him while he's crying, holding her. Do you think that's it? You think that's it of Katrina? Do you think we've seen no more of her?
I hope it's it of Katrina, but I'm not sure. Okay, if we get picked up for season 3, because we still have no idea if we're going to get picked up for season 3.
Correct.
That's one thing I liked about this episode. It didn't leave us hanging. So if we don't get picked up, then this was a good, it was a good finale.
No, it did leave us hanging. It
did not leave us hanging. I don't want Katrina, and I don't want her back.
Hold on. It did leave us hanging, because now we know that there's going to be this epic. Like, what we saw right now in season 1 and 2 ain't nothing, because Ms. Dixon said, you're supposed to fill in this journal here because the big stuff, the crucial battle is coming to Sleepy Hollow. So I'm going to be really pissed off if we don't get a season 3, because then I'm going to be like, what was the crucial battle? Come on now.
That's what fanfics are for.
The what?
Fanfics.
What's a fanfic?
You know, when fans, they write... They write their own stories.
Oh, hell
they write
no, 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 no. Screw that crap. No. I'm going to need, even if we don't get it, we at least someone over there at the Sleepy Hollow TV writers needs to just do one big episode just so we can knock it all out.
Just
give us that.
Whatever. Give us season 3. Come on, Fox.
I know. It's coming. Don't worry. I think they're just. I'm telling you this episode and the last episode, besides the freaking Energon cube. Other than that, I mean, they left in a high. I think. What do you think?
Yeah, they did. I agree.
You know,
I definitely agree.
I think it redeemed itself. I liked this episode. It was good. It was good to see the horseman with the mask and the battle axe. It was just awesome to see him back and just whooping ass. Anything that the horseman was in, I enjoyed it. I definitely like the Benjamin Franklin scene, the whole, you know, the recapping of him and
Abby. I love that. I love where he like, okay, he believed Abby. He believed everything.
Mm-hmm. And
I loved it. I loved and then him dying. Like, what would happen if he did? You know, like, what would have happened if they couldn't? Oh, my God. We'd be. Hopefully he invented lights before this. Dude, that would have been bad.
I find it funnier that you actually thought that this might be real.
Oh my God. You're Mike,
like,
come on.
No, you were like, Mike, what if he wouldn't have gotten back? We'd never have glasses and electricity. Amy, it's television. I think you're absorbing yourself way too much into Sleepy Hollow there, dearie.
I loved it.
I think it was good. I was surprised. I didn't know Franklin was gonna die. I really when the horseman threw his battle axe and I saw the head fall and the body was standing there, I was like, I actually had to rewind it. I was like, did we just lose? Oh crap. And then of course, thank goodness for the reverse spell and then everything that's happened won't happen and or didn't happen or. Yeah, kind of. You get what I'm saying. But
they
yeah.
They didn't have the ripple effect, which I like. You know, they didn't come back and everything was rippled and all messed up.
Yeah, just kept it easy and just said everything that happened right now would never happen. And everything just goes in course, which was good. Wasn't confusing. It kept it simple. The horseman was in town. Katrina, she was doing the beginning of this episode when she sees the horseman's ready to like pounce on her. And she's like, I'm pissed off at Crane. I should listen to you. And then she zaps that freaking soldier. Oh, dude, that was some serious stuff. Even the end, it was just badass with Crane and the horseman fighting, which I was kind of surprised that Katrina didn't kind of double team. You know, like, you know, if the horseman's fighting, she should have zapped him. But I don't know. I don't know why she
did. No, she wanted the horseman to kill Crane.
Yeah, but I would have figured, well, I don't know. If I was Katrina, I wouldn't have taken any chances. I would have been like, you know what? This is taking too long. I have to zap him. Or let me wound him, and then you chop his head off. But I don't know. I just think Katrina was in a dum-dum. And I really liked her in the beginning of this whole season.
I did. I liked her when she was in Purgatory.
I know you did. You've never liked her.
I never liked her.
She was hot. She was good. I liked her. But, you know, now she's dead. And I think the spirits are going to live on. Now, my thing is I'm wondering if Jeremy and her are going to be the way they were when they left, are they going to still hate Crane and still hate Abby?
They're together now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, are they going to be good wherever they're at? Or are they going to be bad? Are they going to help with the, you know, all this evil that's around coming to Sleepy Hollow? Are they going to be, you know, are they now good now that they're together?
Well, didn't they want to be with their witches, their ancestor witches?
Yeah.
Well, there they go. They're with them.
And then Abby is a descendant, right? Because Miss Dixon.
Yeah, she's a descendant, yeah.
Yeah, so she's got some kind of witch's stuff in her as well.
That's going to be really cool to see. Hopefully they, you know, dab into Abby being Abby and Jenny coming up with little witchy powers.
Yeah, well, at least now we have the Avengers. We have Sleepy Hollow Avengers, which is Crane, Abby, Jenny, and now Captain Frank Irving.
Yes, which is back.
With his ninja sword. So, yeah. But it's cool. I mean, if you want to carry a sword, that's fine. I don't know. It just seems, I don't know. It seems very, I don't know. It seems very Walking Dead to me. Michonne, Irving, brother, sister. What's up with that? But other than that.
Look at you. I had to take it there.
I'm taking it there. I am.
What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part of this? Other than Katrina dying?
I think the ending between anything with the horseman, because I mean, I really, you know, and if anybody's listened to our past podcast, I haven't been a fan of Abraham with a head horseman. It's just, you know, the headless horseman is to be the headless horseman or evil horseman. So it was good to see the horseman back. So it was almost like this episode, the finale kind of did a full circle, which was cool. So I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the whole fight and then everything that the horseman's in. What about you?
You want to guess?
Katrina dying.
No, I really liked it. Funny. I thought it was funny and I thought it was cute. And it has nothing to do with the horseman
don't
or
say
the
cell phone. Don't say the cell phone.
That's what I'm going to say.
Really? I know my wife had Maddox on his lap and on her lap and we were watching it. And when he hit the phone, she was like, oh yeah, that could really work. That really turns on cell phones. And I'm like, And she's like, yeah. And then The Following came on. I was like, hun, The Following comes on next Monday. I think we can watch. She's like, nope, don't even try it. I was like, hun, we can get you season one and two. Nope, I don't care. I'm like,
come on, Lisa, it's The Following.
It's Kevin Bacon. It's Mr. Footloose. All right, so Sleepy Hollow, season finale, scale of 1 to 10.
I give it a 10.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't disappoint me in this episode.
I would say a 9. I would say a 9 just because it didn't, like, blow my mind. But it was
It didn't blow your mind like last week.
Yeah, last week was good. Last week was really, really good. I mean, I even said it. That felt like a finale.
But they didn't take any of those books out.
They're messed up. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you know, now they're the Avengers, so now they're good. And something else is coming. Who knows what's going to be?
Yeah.
And if we don't get a season 3, we'll never know.
We'll never know. We'll have to start reading fanfic.
No, they just got to do one big, giant miniseries movie. So a two-hour episode of Sleepy Hollow, I'd be happy.
You'd be happy?
Yeah, I'd be happy. Right in the sunset. I mean, you know what?
But we're going to get a season 3. We got to.
All righty.
I'm going to give us one.
Are we done with this season finale recap?
I think we are.
Coolio, everybody that's been tuning in and following and retweeting and favoriting on Twitter, thank you very much. Thank you very much. If you want to hear past shows, a couple of spots that you can listen to it right here on blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. Our shows are there, all our past shows from seasons 1 and 2. And of course, you can see other shows there that our other hosts do, different types of shows. You can check out thevro.com. That's Amy's blog right there. Has tons of stuff there, including all the shows. And all you got to do is search Sleepy Hollow, and bam, you get them all in one spot. Same thing for me. If you go to my blog, iwatchmike.com, everything is there as well. So that's pretty much it. And don't forget, on blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search Variety Radio Online, and it's that easy. The RSS feed is there, all that good stuff. That way you don't miss a podcast. Amy, before I go into my stuff, let everybody know where they can find you online.
Well, they can follow the VRO on Twitter. It's @thevro. They can follow me on Twitter, AmyVRO. And I have an Instagram, and it is Amy McCracken.
Sweet. And for me, you can check out my Instagram and Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy, my blog, iwatchmike.com, my Facebook page, iwatchmike, and my YouTube channel, iwatchmike. And that is pretty much it. So once again, everybody, thank you for joining us for the season finale Sleepy Hollow recap show. We'll be back when we come back. Is it next year? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So we don't come back for Sleepy Hollow.
We don't come back for Sleepy Hollow until next year.
2016.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, yeah, that would be 16. That would be next year.
Yeah.
All right,
or is it December?
You need to go to bed.
It's a long ass time.
Okay, go to bed. All right, Amy. You're supposed to say goodbye.
Oh, you told me to go to bed, so I went to bed. Bye, everyone. God. Thanks for listening.
Jesus.
My name is Ichabod Crane. In 1781, I died on the battlefield. Now I've been awakened 250 years later in a land I no longer recognize. Sleepy Hollow. You were called to defend humanity from the forces of hell. We both were.
We need to fight with every breath that we have left.
I have faced horsemen without heads. Even discovered my own son is the horseman of war. Let us release our own horsemen. They've been planning this since before the birth of our nation.
What are we willing to do to keep everyone safe?
War isn't coming to Sleepy Hollow. It's been here waiting all along. Goodbye, Father.